financial markets in turmoil.
What are the root causes of the financial crisis?
The dollar losing value.
Heading for its biggest loss in nearly three decades.
Will Social Security even be there?
I don't know.
Buy or rent?
That's a very good question.
Interest rates?
I'm not so sure.
Where do you put your money?
I don't know.
Welcome to the show that answers your questions. This is Follow the Money Weekly with your host, economist and best-selling author, here's Jerry Robinson.
Friends, welcome to you all around the world. Welcome to Follow the Money Radio. So grateful to have you here along for the ride. As you heard, my name is Jerry Robinson. I'm an economist, author of the book Bankruptcy of Our Nation, the founder here at followthemoney.com, and on a big mission here to help you break free financially. We've been doing it here now since 2010, going on 12 years. Hard to believe we've been here doing this very same thing, educating, equipping, and empowering individuals just like you to take control of their finances, to become financially free. And in fact, that is the topic of today's podcast episode, episode number 423, The Building Blocks of Financial Freedom, part five. We're going to be diving into the fifth level of our five levels of financial freedom today. And we're very excited about that. We have a couple of exciting things to announce today. But first, before we get into the meat of today's episode, we've gotten some really great feedback from you by email. People have gone to our website, followthemoney.com, clicked on the contact page, and have been emailing us about this podcast series. We've been going through our five levels of financial freedom. It's been really encouraging to hear from many of you who have been impacted by the information that we have been talking about on these recent podcast episodes. And we're actually going to have, speaking of encouraging, we're going to have a really awesome interview for you later in today's broadcast. We're going to be joined by one of our long time Follow the Money members here who will be sharing his own success story. His name is Terry Baker. He'll be here later in the broadcast, so be looking for that. Terry has a really awesome story, and he'll be sharing that with you. But a little glimpse, Terry actually bought Bitcoin back when we were talking about it here on the broadcast. For those of you who've been around, we know we've been talking about cryptocurrencies for a long time, about a decade now. Terry was one of the very first of our members to have bought Bitcoin back in 2012 at $25 per Bitcoin. Imagine that. Imagine being able to buy Bitcoin at $25 each. Well, if you were listening to Follow the Money, you would have known about it way back then. And if you were Terry Baker, you would have been buying them at $25 each. Wow. So be listening for that really cool interview coming up later today. Also, we have an exciting podcast giveaway. You'll want to stick around for a bit more details on that. We're going to be giving away a one-year gold membership. For those of you who know what that means, that is a $500 value. It's a 12-month subscription to our gold membership. One lucky winner will be selected at random and announced on our next podcast episode. Stick around for details on how to enter that completely free drawing. So with those things out of the way, let's move right in to level five of our five levels of financial freedom. All right. So our five levels of financial freedom, that's what we've been going through now for the last four episodes of this podcast series. You can go back now and listen to the last four episodes. They cover the first four levels of our five levels of financial freedom. And for those who are just tuning into this series, I want to encourage you probably to go back and listen to, level one, two, three, four before you, give this a full listen, because that is how we have laid out these five levels of financial freedom. They really are placed in an order, a specific order. So I'm sure most of you have already heard those, and now we're moving into level five. Just want to give you those of you a heads up who are just kind of tuning in for the first time. This is actually the fifth part of a series, a five-part series that we're concluding today. So very excited about the overall series. It's been really helpful for so many of you based upon the feedback we've gotten. Now, the first four levels that we've already covered have included several things. The first level, you may recall, we covered in our first podcast episode of this series. building an emergency reserve, right? So big congratulations to those of you who have gone through that level and have checked off the boxes, have thought through that that level and figured out what you need to do in that level. That level is all about, of course, building an emergency reserve, both a go bag, food and water supply, systematic savings plan, building up 2 months of savings, creating that charitable giving plan, which is so key. If we front load the whole five levels with that charitable giving plan, having a charitable mindset, right? So powerful. Then in level two, in the second podcast episode, we covered the asset, income, and life protection. So we talked about the importance of auto, home, liability insurance, disability, health insurance, long-term care insurance, life insurance, wills, and trusts. That's a really important topic, incredibly important. And you may recall we compared that to a moat around the castle. The castle, of course, being your financial assets. The moat is the protection that you put around those assets. And you want to do that from the beginning, right? You don't want to build the huge, beautiful castle and then say, oh, I need to go build a moat, because by that time, you know, robbers will have already discovered how to break in and steal. So in other words, it's important to be able to build up that castle after you have built the moat. That's why we put level two toward the beginning, right? Level three, we talked about building and diversifying financial reserves, building up that total 6 months food and water supply, 6 months gross income saved, and then diversifying those 6 months of liquid savings. Very interesting topic there. We talked about DSL. Level four, which was our last podcast episode, is where we began to talk about investing. So we talked about the importance of investing broadly across various asset classes, remembering PACE for inflation protection, avoiding overweighting in any one area when it comes to your investing, trading cash for cash flow whenever possible, and beginning to create multiple streams of income. So level four was all about building and diversifying your investments. And so what is level five? What is level five all about? Now that we've already covered investments in level four, what could we possibly be talking about in level five? What's beyond that? Well, what is beyond level four with the investing and building up and diversifying the investments is the idea of advanced investing, or even speculative kinds of activities that you might get involved with, say trading, for example. So let's talk about level five and let's explain what are the components of this. In level five, your goals are to advance in several areas. And these, of course, are not required. None of these things you have to do, as we've talked about with the whole five levels of financial freedom. Everything is voluntary. We've simply put it into a format for you in a proper order that we think is proper. Many times people will want to jump in and begin speculating well before they even have savings, right? And we've talked about why that's not good. We've talked about how it's important to build a foundation so that you'll become a better investor and you'll have a more sustainable approach to what you're doing. So in level five, the goals are to, and let's just run through, there's about five of them here. The first one is to consider opening or expanding your own business. Now, this is something that many people have not thought about before, but as you're going to hear later on in today's episode from our special interview with one of our longtime platinum members here at Follow the Money named Terry Baker, Terry dove headlong into beginning his own business, right? He took a risk, and that's really what level five is all about. This is where you really begin to take some calculated risks. You have had the opportunity to build your foundation, but now it's time to begin taking some real meaningful risks. And one of those big risks that you can take in your life is to open a business. Or maybe, you know, you already have your own business. Well, if that's the case and you're hitting level five, then we would be talking about expanding your own business, right? Now, when it comes to your own business, I remember I was really fascinated with this topic whenever I was younger. You would find me back in my early 20s, constantly at a Barnes & Noble or Borders bookshop. Remember Borders? I don't even know if those are around anymore. And then the public library, one of my favorite places in the world in any city is to go to their public library. I love libraries. And I would spend a lot of time going through the business books looking for ideas, right? So whenever I was younger and I was trying to break free financially, I didn't know what the recipe was. I didn't know how to do it. I thought there were a jillion different ways. I didn't realize that there was basically a recipe for this. You know, I didn't understand. And one of the things I learned quickly is that many people who had succeeded financially had their own business. And so this is something that I immediately began to try to gravitate towards. I thought, well, this is something that I could probably do. I don't have a whole lot of money. So I don't, you know, at that time, whenever I was young, I said, I don't have a lot of money. So I can't go out and just invest and live off of dividends. Of course, I have to go make the money first. And so I began looking at different ideas, and starting your own business is one of the most powerful things that you can do. Now, obviously, there's so many different kinds of businesses that you can start. And whenever I'm talking to a young person today and they ask me, you know, what kind of business should I start? Well, it usually boils down to what their interests are, what their background is, what their experience is, what their education is in, and quite frankly, you know, what they like to do. Now, it's not the case necessarily that what you want to do in life is always going to be what you know. Some people say, well, follow your passion and you'll always make money. Well, that's true. But if your passion is basket weaving, I mean, you may have a really tough time making money at it, you know, or if it's, you know, there's certain kinds of things that people have passions for, but there's just not, that's a difficult way to make money, you know. And so sometimes you have to think outside of the box. If you don't have a passion that is already, you know, if you have a passion for brain surgery, for example, well, you're going to be fine. I mean, if you pursue that, you're going to be, you have to go, of course, go get a degree, but there's going to be plenty of financial reward for you if that's what your passion is. But again, if you don't know what your passion is, or you have to sit around and think about it for a while, and once you do, if you don't know a way to actually monetize that, then you may have to think outside the box, right? So one of the things that I first did whenever I was younger was I started an appliance repair company. My father had appliance repair company, and he taught me that trade. And so I went out and I began to repair appliances when I was very young. And it was one of the very first things that I did. And I am so glad that my father taught me that skill, because it taught me how to use tools. It taught me how to work with my hands. It taught me how to interface with customers. It taught me how to, you know, basically kind of balance my own checkbook and run a business. It was a really good experience for me. I didn't do very well because I didn't have a lot of money to advertise. A lot of my competitors, of course, were already in the business for some time, and they already had built up a book of business, and they had, you know, customers and word of mouth and Yellow Page ads. I remember, in fact, Yellow Page ads. Wow. Does anybody remember Yellow Page ads? I mean, those used to cost outrageous amounts of money. I mean, upwards of like $50,000 for a whole page in some major cities, major markets. So I remember buying Yellow Page ads. I would usually buy like a quarter page of an ad, and that would drive some business, you know. But overall, I just didn't have enough money to get the business going to the place that I really wanted it to be. So that's one of the things that you'll learn as you go, is that sometimes having the idea just isn't enough. Sometimes you've got to have much more of a plan. You've got to have some financing. You've got to have some backing. Maybe you can find someone who wants to help when it comes to the the financial side of the business. One of the things that I eventually did, which actually worked out so well, was I actually began to specialize not in actually repairing appliances early on, but I realized that I was pretty good at the marketing side. And so I would market for existing appliance repair companies and sell the leads to those appliance repair companies. And that actually began working very well for me. And so that was a side business that I began early on in my career. Also, dealing with internet and affiliate marketing. That's something we teach here as well. We've taught a lot on affiliate marketing. I have a whole affiliate marketing bootcamp that we did a few years ago that for people who really want to make money online. It's a tough business. It's not easy going. You're not just going to automatically start making lots of money online. You're going to have to work at it, but it is a very valuable skill. And that's one of the things that we talk about in level 5 is like internet and affiliate marketing. Internet marketing is very, very powerful. One of the things that you can do is you can really start a referral business. If you're good at generating leads online, and if you learn how to do that, if you learn how to market online, then you can turn around and sell those leads to companies in your area, right? So that is something that's very powerful. Now, we don't have time to get into all that. This podcast episode is not about that particular topic. We have, you know, we've written on that topic for our members and things like that. That's in our Income University for our members. But that's one idea. So opening and expanding your own business is absolutely something that can really change your life. It can be something that can be really great. And if you have, you know, if you want to approach it from a family perspective, you can also create a family business. We've had many members over the years who have written in and who have called and talked to us, or we've met at our live summits, where they have actually started a business and included the family. So as a way to make their families closer, this is a really awesome idea. So you have business, of course, is something that can really, really transform your finances. And then you have a business then that can throw off cash that you can take that cash and then you can invest in other things, right? You can invest in stocks or cryptocurrencies or real estate, or you can invest in other people's businesses. So basically, the business is going to allow you to generate cash flow, and that cash flow then can be directed towards investments, like what we talked about in level four. Okay. Another thing that in level five that we teach is the idea of stock trading or option trading. And even we could talk about cryptocurrency trading. So trading in general is, of course, something we've been teaching here for a long time. I cut my teeth early on in the stock market as a day trader. I got started as a day trader, a scalper, and then I eventually began moving into swing trading. And then slowly I just kind of found my way to position trading, which is a longer time frame version of trading. And so trading is something that you can do. And of course, you don't want to be trading before you have even learned to invest. I mean, learning to invest is what we do in level four. We talk about investing. Once you get to level five, now you can think about, okay, now the icing on the cake here is to trade, right? After I have my core investments in place, now I can begin to trade over that. And I'm not going to use all my money for trading. I'll use just a small part of what I have, and I'll speculate to see if I can earn more money so that I can grow my investments. Obviously, in the end, the overall goal for you is to grow your number of assets, because those assets are what you're going to depend upon when you reach retirement, right? So stock and option trading, we've done so many things over the years. We've done our a trend trading boot camp, which is available in our store, where you can go to followthemoney.com/shop. You can learn about swing trading there. You can learn about our position trading. We have a position trading course. And then, of course, we have incredible amounts of education for our members here. So if you're really into trading, I would strongly encourage you to check out our Trend Trading Bootcamp. It's a 6-hour immersive course that is just, lots of videos, lots of documents, downloads, and you're just going to learn so much about trading. It's just simply incredible in our Trend Trading Bootcamp. That's, again, in our store. It's also available for all of our Platinum members. And then also options trading. Options trading, I think, is something that many people don't think about, but it's incredibly powerful. It's an incredibly powerful way to generate extra income that you can use then to fund, other investments that you want to do, or to pay off debt, or to use to be able to build up a trading balance, to be able to increase your trading profits. So really powerful ways there, that you can move forward when it comes to trading. So that's something we teach a lot here. In fact, all of our members get a daily trading idea in their inbox, along with my daily newsletter every single day. So if you're looking for short-term trading ideas, we've got them every single day right here at Follow the Money. Also, one other thing you can do in level five is you can begin to think about venture capital. And when I say venture capital, some people think, well, I have to be a billionaire to be able to do venture capital. No. Of course, having millions of dollars to throw around can obviously, make it easier for you to be in venture capital. But venture capital is where you loan money or put money into other people's businesses in exchange for either a cut of the business profits, or you may just, receive, you may make a loan to the company and they pay it off over time. One of the things that I did early on was I found people who had businesses who needed financial help. Like they had something really good going on. They had, I remember dealing with a lady who was, she was a single individual as far as she had her own company. It was a solo company, sole proprietorship. And she was staining concrete, right? Kind of strange. You wouldn't think of that as a potentially lucrative business, but it is, staining concrete. And she would go out and she would, if somebody had a driveway or some sort of inside concrete floor or something, or especially gyms and churches and places like that, she would go in and she would stain the concrete. She charged a certain amount per square foot. And I asked her, I said, listen, if I'm able to drive leads to you, because she had a really great business. She did a really great job. She had a great portfolio, lots of pictures. She just didn't have, she didn't have a lot of brand recognition. Nobody knew who she was. She wasn't in the yellow pages, you know, back then. She wasn't online. And so the thing is that I helped her get exposure. And when I would send her business, then, you know, I would usually take a small cut. And so that was profitable for me, and it was profitable for her. There was another individual who was selling cars. I would provide finances for him to purchase cars that he would fix up, and then we would share the profits, right? So he did the work, I provided the money, and then when he would sell the car, we would actually share the profits, you know? So there's all different kinds of ways to think about venture capital. You don't just have to go out to Silicon Valley and, you know, drop $100 million on some upstart, you know, startup internet company. Instead, you know, it can be that you're just helping a local business, and that can be very lucrative for you. So I have lots of stories along those lines. We could talk about that for a long time, but venture capital is a very powerful thing for level five. Another idea when it comes to level five is real estate. And I've got to say, as many of you know, real estate is my all-time favorite asset class. It just makes the most sense to me. And so, you know, but there's different ways for you to earn money in real estate. Of course, you can buy a house and you can flip it, right? That's what that was been very popular for the last several years with rates going up and prices beginning to come down. It's a little more, it's become much more difficult. But many people were making money by flipping houses. And that's kind of a perennial way to make money with real estate. Of course, the other way to make real estate immediately that you can think of is to buy a place and rent it out. And so rentals is another really awesome way to grow your real estate portfolio. And that's what we do. You know, we like to buy houses and rent them out. And that's a really great long-term tax advantaged type of income stream. But there's other things that you can do, of course. You can wholesale real estate. Say if you don't have any money, and you want to get involved in real estate, and you're like, I don't know how to do this. You know, how do I get involved? Well, wholesaling. So many of our members have just kind of come to us with no ideas. Like, I don't know what to do. They've gone through our income university here as a member, and they have discovered like, wow, I didn't know that I could wholesale real estate. And that is, they basically become the matchmaker. They find the buyer, and the seller, and they match them, right? And so therefore, you don't really need to have a tremendous amount of money to do this. You're not actually going to go out and buy the house, but you're going to find the buyer and seller and match them together. You're kind of like a real estate agent, except you're not an agent. You're actually the one who's kind of piecing the deal together. So it's a really powerful way to earn income. Another way is through tax liens and tax deeds. I'm thinking right now of one couple in particular who has been such a just an awesome couple to follow the money over the years. They've been so helpful to us as far as helping out at our summits and being there at live events. But I'm thinking of the Mendoza family, and that family has done so well with tax liens. They're out in Colorado and New Mexico area, and it's been a little bit since I've talked to them. But the last time I talked to them, of course, they were just plowing ahead with their business of doing tax liens. And one of the tax liens actually turned into an actual, so I think it was a tax deed, turned into something they actually bought. They just bought out, they bought a motel as a result of doing tax liens. Remember, this is a couple who had never done these things before. They just began to get started. I'm thinking of another one of our long-term members named Kristen, who lived out in Arizona, and she had never bought real estate before when it comes to actually, you know, just buying it for an investment. She began to buy real estate out in a very prestigious part of Arizona. This was many, many years ago. And now, of course, it's been a few years since I've talked to Kristen, you know, on the phone, but I would imagine that she is just doing fantastic with the real estate that she has had. Of course, prices have gone up so much since that time. But here was somebody who, you know, became a member, began to get personalized coaching with me. She wanted to know more. And I helped her with her business when it came to SEO. I helped her with real estate ideas. Man, she's just done so well. I'm so proud of I could just sit here and list off so many people to you who I've seen just go from, you know, hey, what do I do? How do I get started? To, wow, now I'm actually generating, you know, money from a new business that I never dreamed I would own. So you can do this. You can really, really do this. So there's so many different ways to earn income. So there's wholesaling when it comes to real estate, you know, wholesaling income. We have a whole course on wholesaling real estate for our members. There's tax lien income. We have a whole course, you know, on tax liens. And then we also talked, you know, earlier about other types of income streams that you can create. We had talked about referral business, right? Referral business income. when it comes to venture capital or opening your own business. And then, of course, as we had mentioned, trading, which is so powerful, and internet and affiliate marketing. So now you're starting to get the idea that, level five is not just one thing. It's where we kind of really think outside the box now. We say, now we have created the savings. We've created our foundation. We've kind of built our moat. We're beginning to build our castle. We have a real good plan. And now we want to do a little bit of advanced stuff. We want to move in and do some speculative stuff. What might we do here? And there's really no right or wrong answer when it comes to level five. It really depends upon what you want to accomplish. So level five is filled with all kinds of exciting and sometimes unknown ideas that you just simply acquire as you go through and you begin to think. So we have tons of resources here for our members when it comes to that, especially in our income university. I'm looking at our income university right now, and I'm just looking at all the different income sources that you can create and all the videos and PDF downloads we have on how to turn these income streams on. If you're someone who's out there and you say, I'd like to earn more income, I'd like to be able to do what you're talking about. Well, what you want to do is you want to become a member here at Follow the Money. And in fact, before we bring this segment to a close, because I want to bring Terry Baker on and I want you to hear his story. What a cool story from one of our members who actually went through our five levels of financial freedom. Listen to what this guy has accomplished. So he's going to be on the other side of this break. But before we get into that, I want to remind you that we are giving away a one-year membership to our gold membership here at Follow the Money. That's going to give you access to the Income University. It's going to give you access to our weekly coaching call that I do every Tuesday morning. It's a live call that you'll be able to dial in and listen and participate. You'll be able to watch the presentation on your screen. You can even ask questions if you have them. And then on top of that, you will have access to all of the coaching calls that we've done over the years. You'll have an on-demand video archive, plus you'll have access to all kinds of other things as well, whether you're wanting to trade, whether you're wanting to do more in real estate, whether you're wanting to do more like we talked about tax liens, or if you want to do something along the lines of affiliate marketing or referral business income or trading, all of that is going to be available to you as a member. So for one lucky person, we're going to be giving you a one-year membership here at Follow the Money. That's a wonderful, wonderful gift. It's a $500 value. So you say, how do I get access to this one-year free membership? Well, we're going to give it to one lucky winner, and it can be anybody. Even if you're already a member here today, we will extend your membership by one full year if you win. So anyone, if you don't have a membership or if you do have a membership already, it doesn't matter. All you have to do is go to followthemoney.com/giveaway. Giveaway. followthemoney.com/giveaway. And once you get there, what you're going to see is you're going to see a form. And the form is going to ask for your name, your email address, and it's going to ask you just a couple of questions. And you'll hit submit. And then we're going to pick one lucky winner to announce on our next podcast episode coming up on November 2nd. By the way, really excited about our next podcast episode coming out because it's going to be all about self-directed IRA investing. We're calling it Self-Directed IRA Investing 101. We're going to have an expert on talking about self-directed IRAs and how you can invest practically in anything through your IRA. It's so cool. So we'll be talking about that on our next episode. But on that episode, we're going to announce the winner. So all you have to do to win a free year of our gold membership to be that one lucky person is to go and enter at followthemoney.com/giveaway. Again, the winner will be chosen at random and announced on our November 2nd podcast episode and also contacted by email. So there we have level five, lots of exciting stuff there to cover, all in level five. You can go to our website, followthemoney.com/five levels, drill down deeper into those topics. And if you want to win a one-year free membership, don't forget to enter this very special drawing, and we're going to draw one winner at random, one person at random, and announce them. Again, you can be a member already, or you can be a person who has never been a member before. It doesn't matter. You can simply enter and win. So we wish the best of luck to all of you ahead of that. So on the other side of this break, we're going to come back with my interview with Terry Baker, a longtime member here at Follow the Money. Listen to his awesome story. You won't want to miss it. Check it out on the other side of this break. We'll be right back. Hey friends, Jerry Robinson here from Follow the Money Radio. 2022 sure has been flying by, and we are running a very big sale here at followthemoney.com. With inflation raging the way that it is, and many people are looking for ways to earn more income through multiple streams of income, maybe they're learning to learn a new skill like investing or trading. These are the things that we can help with here at Follow the Money. We've been helping people all over the country and the world for over a decade, learning how to break free financially. We have many, many courses for our members, lots of ongoing services, and right now is probably the very best time to become a member. We have a deep discounted sale right now going on. Simply go to followthemoney.com/join and find out the details. No coupon code is required right now to have access to this great sale. Lock in cheap prices for right now with a followthemoney.com membership. We have a silver, gold, and platinum plan. Go choose which one is right for you and become part of our global investing and trading community. Come invest in your financial education at followthemoney.com in 2022. That's followthemoney.com/join. Get all the details there, and I sure hope to see you on the other side. Well, joining us on the line today is one of our own. He is a platinum member here at Follow the Money, and he has been a longtime member here with our organization. His name is Terry Baker. Terry, it's wonderful to have you for a brief discussion today. Thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure, Jerry. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So Terry, we have been talking about some of the successes that you have had. And we talked just not too long ago on the phone, and we got a chance to catch up. And I was so impressed. In fact, I was so impressed with the things that you were telling me that I knew that your life story, the things that you have been doing over the last, you know, decade or so or more, would really inspire people who are having, you know, maybe they need a little bit of inspiration, or maybe they need a little bit of a nudge. And I think hearing your story will really accomplish that. So maybe just to begin, why don't you just tell us briefly a little bit about yourself, what you do, and how you first learned about Follow the Money?
Yeah, sure, Jerry. I live in Delaware, pretty close to the beaches. I was originally from Maryland. Spent quite a few years working in the poultry industry. I was a operations manager, about 27-year career in the poultry processing plants. Started listening to you and Robert Kiyosaki, looking for ways to escape and get out of the rat race, as he puts it. So I guess it was about 13 years ago, I decided to take a second mortgage out on my home, my wife and I's home, and we bought a poultry farm in Delaware. We decided to keep the asset of our home, and we turned it into a rental property, and then bought the farm asset, which generated positive cash flow for a family. I still had to work for the first 4 or 5 years, but I was on my way out.
Yeah, so you were actually working at a poultry processing, you know, farm plant, but then you took the dive into starting your own, basically.
That's correct. Like you had said, you don't kind of just dive. So I dove with a landing zone. Luckily, with taking care of chickens, they don't care if you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to take care of them. So I would do it in the morning before I went to work. I'd go to work all day. And then in the evenings when I got home, we'd have dinner and I'd go out and spend some more time taking care of the chickens.
Wow. So now that's kind of a toll on the family. That was how long did that last?
It lasted about 4 years. Unfortunately, we had a blizzard 2 years after I purchased the farm, and one of the houses collapsed under 3 feet of snow. I calculated I had 6 years before I went bankrupt. So I used the insurance money to build 2 additional chicken houses that were twice as large. At that point in time, I couldn't take care of it myself. So I hired my first employee, and we ran it that way for about 2 years. And then I kind of looked over the numbers, and not only could my wife stay home with the kids, but daddy could too. So after that, I left the processing plant.
That's incredible. So you set out on a path to be able to leave the rat race. And you did it. You accomplished it. It took some hard work, but then you were able to do that. But not only that, you're also developing other streams of income we have been talking about. Talk about how some of the resources here at Follow the Money, maybe our book or the five levels, how did they inspire you to really begin to generate these multiple streams of income? And what does that look like?
Yeah, I went through the five levels just as you have them listed. We started on level one and put together a charitable giving, worked our way up on food supply. We have a nice food supply, which came in handy during this recent pandemic. That was really, really, felt a lot more secure having that here on the farm. I worked on the internet business for a while. It was profitable, but not the most successful thing. It's poultry services out there to help poultry farmers, because that's what I was into. Generated recently, I guess a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago, I put in a 220 kW solar system on the farm, which generates as much power as I need. I have about $36,000 worth of power bills every year. So we put that in, got some real, all kinds of incentives from the government, low interest loans, applied for a few grants, got one of the grants after I already had everything set up, and knew I was coming into about $120,000 grant, didn't know what to do with it. So the rule is turn cash into cash flow.
That's right.
So I started looking around and found a local car wash that was going to file for bankruptcy and shut down, and ended up, purchased that. It's fun. It's fairly new, about a year, 9 months into it. I'm having a really good time running the car wash in addition to the farm.
Car washes are so neat. I've never owned a car wash. I've owned a laundromat. My wife and I owned a laundromat for some time, and those cash businesses are so unique. They're so different, but they can also be somewhat challenging. But in the case of a car wash, I mean, how many hours do you spend on the car wash every week?
I don't spend a whole lot. I actually hired a really good manager from a neighboring town that was about to have his second child and wanted to be closer to home. He had run one by himself for 8 years. So I brought him on board. We ripped out all the equipment, put in $1 million worth of new equipment, and I stop in on him, check on him. I run the numbers and the books from home, adjust hours and pricing, as to make the business as profitable as possible. But he pretty much manages the day-to-day and the team we have working out there.
Wow. So you took the money that you got from the insurance, and instead of just taking it and spending it on a brand new vacation or doing something else, you put it into another cash flowing asset. That's fantastic. So do you still owe money on the car wash, or were you able to buy it wholly?
No, I do owe money, not for the purchase of the building, but for the equipment. Most of the equipment in there had no longer functioned properly.
Yeah.
So I took a loan out, but the cash so far, knock on wood, the car wash generates more income than the loan payments and the labor costs and that sort of thing. So it is positive cash flow for 9 more years, and then it'll be really cash flow positive.
Nice. That's fantastic. Well, so you're really setting yourself up for a very good retirement. So many people are worried about that, and you're taking action to protect yourself and to protect your family. I love it. And I also really appreciate you bringing up the charitable giving aspect of the five levels. That's so different from so many of the other kind of paths or journeys that you can take towards financial freedom. My wife and I realized early on that giving or charitable giving, if you didn't have that component front-loaded, that you could get misguided on the path towards financial success. And you could perhaps, maybe misunderstand what someone might misunderstand what this whole purpose was. Maybe money itself was the end. And of course, that's not the case. So the charitable giving aspect, I was just reading an article you had sent me from the Delaware newspaper that you had actually won in 2018 a Family Farm Environmental Excellence Award from the U.S. Poultry and Egg Association. You were just one of six farms nationwide to be recognized as an exemplary environmental steward as a family farmer. And I can see that you're not only just, you have a charitable heart, but you're also giving back to your community. Talk about how the charitable giving aspect of the five levels, how you have really kind of taken to that. What does that look like in your life?
We have incorporated it in most of what we do. We do enjoy giving back. Have been in situations where we were in need of assistance in the past, and we worked it in. We worked it in with our children. They're aware of what we're doing. You can see them in the article there. It just guides you through the entire process and keeps you focused, like you said, on more than just the financial aspects of what you're doing. And that was a whole fun project because it was poultry. I came from the suburbs when I bought the farm. I'd never been on a farm. So I took a lot of aspects that most poultry farmers or farmers in general wouldn't think of just because they were raised on a farm, and was able to incorporate them into how we run our operation, to clean up nutrients and lessen the impact on neighbors and neighborhoods and the environment. And it was an accident that we had somebody coming out here to look at something I was working on from the University of Georgia. And he looked around the farm and said, "My goodness, have you ever considered applying for this award?" And I told him I'd never heard of the award. So we went ahead and applied, and it worked out really well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it gave gave the industry in this area a real boost, a very positive, positive light on the industry.
That's fantastic. Whenever you were working for the poultry farm company, how many hours a week were you working? How much were you apart from your family? And now how about today? How is it different? How many hours do you work per week now? How much time do you have with your family now versus whenever you were in the rat race, as you had mentioned?
Good question. That was a big part of why I wanted to get out of the rat race. My father was also in poultry processing. Great man. Love him to death. But he was not home very often. When I was in the industry, you go in at 5:30 or 6 o'clock and you come home, 7.
Oh,
and
wow.
Often need to work on weekends. Now it pays really well, but you spend a lot of time there. And he was never around. I'd see him on the weekends. We go fishing. My wife was pregnant with our second child when I was searching for a way to get out so she could stay home and raise the kids like my mom did and her mom did. So that's kind of what inspired me to really knuckle down and find a way out of the rat race.
Oh, that's fantastic. So now you have a lot more time with your kids, a lot more time with the wife. You have a lot more family time now and more income.
And more income, right? I'm pretty much work from home. I built an office on the house. The bookkeeper comes out. We have meetings. I have a meeting room here for some of the meetings. I'll run around and do deposits and that sort of thing. But if ever the kids need anything from school, I'm just as able to provide for them my time as my wife is now.
Yeah. And it hasn't just been the business. It hasn't just been the car wash that you have, but you've also dabbled in investing. You were in cryptocurrency fairly early. You did a lot of these other things as well. So you have investments going on or cryptocurrencies, and you've done different things. Now, you approached the trading and you found that that wasn't necessarily something that was really fit for your personality. And that's normal because there's so many different ways to generate income. Trading is just one, but that's, again, it's just one. There's many different ways.
Yes, I tried swing trading in the beginning. I just didn't have the time. I'd end up focusing on business and go back, and stop losses had to kick me out. A little bit better with position trading, but now pretty much long-term investing, I guess, is more than trading is what I do. Love the long-term parts of the Robinson Report. They really help out and give me some place to focus. Commodities is where I tend to spend most time with the long-term investing. I just feel safe and secure with commodities as it relates to investing. But the cryptocurrencies were great. I think it was 2011, 2012 when you first mentioned them. Bitcoin was going for $25 a piece. And I said, why not? And purchased a handful of them. And been very happy with how that's worked out. I diversified them last year before the taxes kicked in.
Yeah.
When trades became taxable. Very happy with how that's working out.
Bitcoin at $25, friends. That is absolutely incredible. And you reminded me that I was actually talking about Bitcoin earlier than I had thought. That's so funny. I went back in the archives and I found out that I was actually talking about it back even earlier than I had thought I was. So that's fantastic. Good news. I love to hear that. Okay, well, I don't want to keep you much longer. I just want to wrap this up. So you've accomplished a lot. You have clearly, from our discussion, faith guides you. You're driven by a love for your family and a love for your fellow man. you're pursuing these things, but you're keeping a charitable mindset at the forefront. Terry, you've just done something that I think is so laudable, and you've taken risks and they've turned out, they've worked out for you. There's so many people who would love to be in your shoes. They'd love to be able to work from home. They'd love to be able to, you know, have that time with their family and not be stuck in the grind. Would you speak to them just for a minute? Because you have experience that could maybe help them. What would you say to the Terry Baker 10 years ago? How would you encourage him? What would you say to him that might help him achieve his goals?
I would suggest that he just look into it, educate himself, come up with a plan, poke holes in the plan, and then reevaluate the plan, make changes and adjustments. But eventually, you have to go ahead and do it. I mean, it is risky, but it's a calculated risk. And you know, anything you do is going to be risky. Not doing anything is probably riskier than doing something. So just a lot of planning, especially in the beginning. Well, even now, I mean, the car wash I didn't jump into. It took me about a year to learn about car washes and figure it all out and run numbers and change things. But eventually, sooner or later, you have to do it. And as far as I'm concerned, it was well worth the risk.
Fantastic. You have any other goals right now on the near? What does your horizon look like? Do you have other goals that you're trying to reach right now? Anything else you're doing now?
I was looking. There were two additional car washes for sale, and the bank suggested I run this one for a year or two and then come back to them, and they would be more than happy. I live 7 or 8 minutes from the beach. So I would really eventually down the road like to have a hotel. I just studied hotel restaurant management in college. Not very interested in restaurants, but down the road, a hotel and a couple different businesses just to keep me busy. I don't think I'll probably ever fully retire.
Yeah.
I may work less and travel more, but I imagine I'd be bored if I didn't have things to keep me occupied.
You've been listening to the voice of Terry Baker. He's a platinum member here at Follow the Money. He's been a member here for many, many years. And when I heard his story, I knew that others would benefit from hearing from it as well. Thank you, Terry, for sharing your insights that you've gained over the years. I know it helps people who are listening.
Thank you very much, Terry. I appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate all you've done to help me and my family.
All right. God bless, my friend.
You as well. Take care.
Friends, welcome back to the broadcast. We are in our final moments of today's episode, and wow, what a great interview we had there with Terry. I sure hope you found that enlightening, educational, but I think most importantly, you probably found it encouraging to hear from a person who's been a longtime member here at Follow the Money, who began implementing these five levels of financial freedom we've been talking about now for the last five episodes. And you see it work. It's actually working in Terry's life and his family's life. And for every story like Terry's, there are probably many more among those in our audience. We have so many people we have been allowed to touch through the power of the internet, through the power of books, through the power of our website. We've been able to reach out to so many people. And again, for every person who has reached out to us, I'm sure there are many more who haven't. And we are just so blessed to hear stories like Terry's, and I'm sure you are as well. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to encourage you to not let all of the information that you've heard over the last five episodes or our five levels of financial freedom, don't let those go in one ear, out the other. It's so easy. The world's so loud. It's so easy just to, you know, hear something, think it's interesting, and then kind of move on. If you really want to break free financially, you've got to actually do, right? Thinking is great. Thinking about something is wonderful, but actually doing the action, taking the action, is what really makes the difference. It's what separates the men from the boys, so to speak. So I want to encourage you to really put into practice some of the things that you've learned, and I want to encourage you along the way. If you need encouragement or if you want encouragement, just simply come to our website, followthemoney.com. Shoot us an email. We'd love to hear from you. And if you want to become a member, don't forget, We have a great sale going on right now. Go to followthemoney.com/join. You can become one of our members here, and you can be a part of our great global community of investors and traders and business owners, crypto investors. There's so many different folks who are out there who are part of our global membership. And also, don't forget about our great October giveaway. We are doing a completely free one-year gold membership to one lucky winner. To enter for your chance to win, go to followthemoney.com/giveaway. Complete the free form right there you'll see on the screen. And we will reach out to you by email. We'll select one winner at random. And you don't have to be a current member. You can be a current member. You don't have to be a member. You could be someone who's never even been to our website before. All you have to do is go and fill out the form. We'll draw one lucky winner from it, and we'll announce them on our next broadcast on November the 2nd, and we'll also contact them by email, the email that they include in the form. So looking forward to that. Don't forget to check that out as well. followthemoney.com/giveaway. All right, friends. Well, that brings us to the end of today's broadcast. What a great day we've had. I sure hope you've enjoyed these five levels of financial freedom. We're going to be moving on to another topic in our next podcast episode. As I mentioned, we're going to be going into self-directed IRAs and self-directed investing 101. It's going to be a great podcast episode. You won't want to miss it. As always, I'd like to leave you with a final word, this time taken from the Bible, the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 38, where Jesus says, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." Kind of reminds me of an old adage that says, what goes around comes around, right? In this case, giving, and it will be given to you. One of the things we forget when it comes to money is the giving part. We remember the earning part. We remember the investing part. We even usually remember the saving part, but we often forget the part about giving. One of the most powerful, powerful things that you can do with money is to give it to help others in need. Would you do that? Would you help others in need this week? There's a lot of people who need help. Whether it's just giving to your local charity, giving to your local church, helping someone who needs help, join me this week in helping others in need. I'll be giving somewhere, and I encourage you to join me. So take this week and find a person who needs help and help them. Join me and we'll do it together, and together we can make a difference. And that's just something to think about. Remember, friends, when you want the truth about the global economy, just follow the money. Have a safe and prosperous week, and we'll see you right back here next time. Until then, God bless.
Information contained on the Follow the Money podcast is strictly for informational and educational purposes. It should not be construed as specific investment advice. The views and opinions of our guests and sponsors, including Tom Cloud, are their own and do not necessarily represent the views of FTMDaily.com or Robinson Media Group, LLC. Jerry Robinson does hold an insurance license and at times may offer consulting on life insurance and fixed retirement income products. Follow-up, individualized responses to email or phone requests that involve the rendering of personalized investment advice for compensation will not be made absent compliance with state investment advisor registration requirements or an applicable exemption or exclusion and applicable insurance regulations. Past performance is not indicative of future results. You should be aware of the real risk of loss in following any strategy or investment decision discussed on the podcast. Remember, never do your financial planning through podcast or radio. It's your money. Be wise, do your due diligence, and always consult a trusted financial professional before making any financial decisions.